Living the Sweet Life is a podcast intended for mature audiences only. We'll be using sexually explicit language while discussing many different adult themes. So if you're under the age of 18, please stop listening. Also, please know that our thoughts and opinions should not be taken as professional advice.
We're here to answer your questions about the swinger lifestyle, from newbies to longtime swingers, or if you're just curious. We hope to engage you all and to encourage a sex-positive discussion.
Now that we've got that out of the way, make yourself comfortable and join us in living the sweet life. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us in this episode of Living the Sweet Life. She is my beautiful, sexy co-host and wife, the lovely Trist.
And he is my sexy chocolate husband, Locke.
And we are back from Casual Swinger Week 2024. I know we've been gone for a little bit. Listen, y'all, when you party like we did, you gotta recover. And it takes a second. It takes a minute to actually recalibrate to wearing clothes and the springtime weather. You got allergies and shit.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So we had to get back, recalibrate, and now we back to tell the tale that was Casual Swinger Week 2024. Trish, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Oh, man. I'm so here for this. So, but y'all know what it is. Before we get to all down and dirty, get all the crazy stuff happening, we got to knock out some of this housekeeping. So check out our friends at Wonderlust Swingers, or Libertine Events. Check out Miami Vices with Libertine Events. That is going down from May 31st to June 3rd. Nice, long, sexy weekend in Miami at an awesome venue. I think this is their last time going to this venue.
Yes, it's going to be change after this, right?
Yeah, yeah. So you don't want to miss it, man. This is clothing optional, and that's some hard shit to get in Florida.
Oh, it's hard to get at most of them.
Yeah,
that's true. Just Florida.
That is true. That is 100% true. So, but listen, there might still be some rooms available. I can't guarantee you that. I don't even know, for real. I think the last time we checked, it was what, like 13 rooms?
Yeah, it was very few rooms left the last time we checked. And I think that was before we went to Hedo, right?
Yeah, that was. So it might be slim pickings, but get in there, check it out, and have a great time, and let them know that Sweet Life sent you. Check out our friends at Shameless Care before you go down there, too. And use promo code SWEETLIFE to get all your ED meds and your pregame, STI
yes.
check pack, you know, all that good stuff. Yeah, absolutely important. And when you get back, if you have some trouble, check out our friends at Expansive Connection.
If you have some trouble.
To get your shit back together. Because these people know what the hell they're talking about. They know how to fix all what ails you in that relationship, man. Well, you know what they do. As far as like the lifestyle stuff, they are excellent group of coaches. They know their shit, man. Some of them are really close friends of ours. And, you know, just good people, man. Good people that know what the hell they're talking about. And mm-hmm. they can definitely set you straight.
All the way straight.
Yeah, so you can check them out before you go. Make sure everything's nice and tight. And then somebody get their hand slapped on vacation, come back, and y'all can sort all that shit out with our friends over there. So, yeah, I think that's about it. So, Trish, you know how I go. Look at us. We are speeding through this thing. We rolling. Baby, before we get into all the reminiscing of all the good things, tell me, honey, how you feeling?
You know, I'm feeling wise these days. I'll say that. Like, I'm just feeling wise and good these days. So, that's how I'm feeling. Ready.
Context.
Well, you know, I feel like that I am to the point where I can just vocalize how I'm feeling to people, whether it's in a lifestyle or if I have to do it like business-wise. But I'm able to do that not in a way where it comes across as angry, I may say, but also not being like silent to the point where I'm just sitting in my own shell. So I feel like that I just feel more wise to be able to use the words that I need to use in those moments.
That's big. That's what we try to share with our children. Let them know to use your words, share how you feel, tell us what's on your mind. Be honest about these things, because nothing can get solved if you don't talk about it.
No, absolutely.
You're just keeping stuff all bottled up. You know, you got to get it off your chest.
Yeah. Yep. So that's how I'm feeling. How are you feeling?
Me? I'm going to take us down a notch. I'm going to slow this thing down a little bit and really let y'all know what's on my mind. So it's been a year since we lost the bomber. I just wanted to take a second to say, you know, that his loss has not been forgotten. It's still been felt through the lifestyle. And we want to let you guys know that we are still in communication with the beautiful Belle, and she's doing as well as can be expected. She is, you know, life is different and life is still changing, but she's keeping a smile on her face, and that woman is stronger and willful than you, more willful than you'll ever believe. She's doing great things, and she's going to keep on doing those things with the love and support of her family and her friends. And, you know, we are still here for her and her family. So just wanted to give y'all that update. I know it's been a year. It's been kind of different without my man, you know, sharing his stories and busting nuts on things like he say, you know. But right. Let's keep his memory alive. Let's keep sending her your thoughts and well wishes. And let's keep the party going for them, people. Y'all know how it is. So, all right.
That was a good jump. That was a good.
Yeah, man. That's real stuff, yeah. You know. All right, people. So, Bomber, continue to rest in power, my friend. All right, people. Y'all know what it is. It is time to get down and dirty.
Down and dirty.
So, my beautiful queen, my wonderful sweet talkers, are y'all ready to get into tonight's episode?
Let's do it.
Let's go. All right, sweet talkers, welcome back. Thank y'all for hanging in there. Listen, yeah, we back. We back from the beach. We back from Jamaica. Yeah, rested. Reminiscing
over our allergies,
a little sad. Yeah, the allergies getting a little bit better, but you know, I got a cure for that shit. It's called a plane ticket to Jamaica.
Yeah, allergies was fine in Jamaica. It was when we came back.
Yeah, that'll do it.
It was especially when we came back
in the DMV. That shit is real bad. It's all humid and nasty and muggy, and
a ton of pollen everywhere. Your car looks green. Yeah,
it's awful. It's awful, but. We got a lot of good memories to fall back on. So the way that we're going to drive this episode, we're going to talk about, like, you know, before we left, we had a bunch of little how you feelings. We had a few different areas that were not areas of concern, but stuff that, you know, kind of stuck out to us. Things that we were had feelings about before we left. So now we're going to do a little post recap. Of course, we're going to mix in some storytelling here to talk about how it went. Right? We want to talk about this casual swinger week. And don't worry, y'all. I know we're giving y'all a lot of stuff, a lot of casual swinger week content, but it deserves it. You know, it definitely deserves it. Hopefully, y'all enjoyed the how you feelings by the poolside. I mean, those were just authentic conversations with, you know, people who were there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, straight out the pool.
Straight out of the pool.
Straight out the pool. And I don't know why this thing is giving me static. But anyway. So, Tris, this was our longest trip. In Hedo.
Yes.
Anywhere. Any lifestyle trip.
Any lifestyle trip. Correct.
So tell me, my beautiful queen, how'd you feel about that?
I felt like it was long. Yeah. I did. I felt like it was long. I knew that going in, just trying to figure out how to maneuver everything at the same time, but also keep up with our commitments. But it this was a long trip.
What kind of commitments did we have?
So we had to do some hosting commitments, you know, included just meet and greeting the guests when they came in, and then doing just being around talking to people, make sure everybody's having a good time, like throughout the day, in the morning times. And then we had the seminars as well. And then a couple of parties that we hosted.
And when we say seminars, it was maybe like two.
It was two seminars, and then we had to also do like the events that we actually hosted as well, like the pool parties and the cruise and things like that, and the glow party as well. So,
I mean, we were there for legit, what, 8 days?
8 days, correct.
And that was just, you know, because we front loaded it with one extra day on the front so we could kind of get settled in. And then people started arriving, which was dope.
Yes.
That was fun. When people started coming in, again, just taking it back to like some of the things, our duties and obligations, things that we had to do, which, you know, I can hardly say that they were obligations, because a lot of this stuff we were going to do it anyway.
Yes.
We just, you know, they wanted us to be at the parties. And when I say they, I mean Mickey and Mallory, Casual Swinger, right?
Yeah.
They just wanted us to be present, be around, make friends. Bet. That's easy, right?
Talk to people. Make sure they're having a good time. Those types of things. So that part was the easy part for
us. And again, like when we first got in, you know, we had a day to kind of settle in and, you know, have our team dinner with all of the hosts. And then the next day, that's when everybody started coming in. Again, that was fun.
However, missing the part. I was sick. I got sick.
You
the first night.
Oh, man, I wasn't even going to talk about that.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, it's a part of it, right?
It's a part of it.
So, the first night that we were there, which was before everybody started to arrive, somehow, and it wasn't because, guys, I was drinking all day. It had nothing to do with that, because I wasn't drinking all day at all. I had, like, one drink, and somehow that night I got really sick. Was sick all night until the morning time, and I'm sitting here like thinking, what a way to start the trip, right? Like, figure it out. Like, please let this kind of whatever this is pass. And it passed, and I was fine the next day, and I was happy about that, because I didn't want to miss the reason why I brought that up. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to miss the greeting. Like, I felt like that was, you had to be there for that part, right? To be able to greet people as they're coming into their awesome week of vacation. How
especially
can I miss that?
The people that we invited, right? If we're putting our name on this thing and y'all coming because we asked you to, I kind of want to be there when you get there.
Yes.
For at least most of them. Of course, sometimes, you know, we might have missed a person or two because of, you know, you went to the bathroom or, you know, you took a tour, like gave a tour. But for the most part, it was... it was great, man. Yeah. Just seeing people come in. Again, I liken it to a class reunion or something, you know, because a lot of people we have met before at other events or at this event last year.
Yes.
So it was great, like, seeing people come in. They were looking all kind of tired because of the long ride in.
Yeah.
But they'll perk up immediately when they see a smiling face at them, you know, coming at them and giving hugs and dropping bags and everybody get a little drink and just kind of wait around. It was awesome, man.
Yeah.
Every time, you know, a busload, let's just call it a busload of friends came in, I would perk up. We would get that little charge of energy again and give a bunch of hugs and how you been and I can't wait to have dinner. And then when that time passes and you're just kind of waiting for the next busload, you get like, oh, God, it's hot. You know, my clothes are sticking to me. Oh, my God, this is crazy.
We took some few pictures.
I need some water, you know. And then the next busload, it's like, yay, all over again.
Yeah.
So we did that a few times, and we got to see all of our friends who made the long, long journey to come in from all over the place, and that was just the best, man.
And we got to meet new people, too.
Absolutely. We got to meet a ton of new people, and then we had friends bring friends who we were just getting introduced to for the first time. Like, shout out to our Canadian friends who brought more Canadian friends.
Yeah.
It was awesome, man. It was just really good. Day one. So it felt like we was just kicking things off right.
Yes. And shout out to my Canadian friends. They bought me treats.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know I like treats. Thank you.
What'd they bring you, baby? They bought you some chips.
They bought me the chips, the Canadian Miss Vicky chips, the spicy ketchup and the dill pickle. They know what I like.
And the little coffee candies.
That was new. That part was new. That coffee candies.
The Honey Spoons sent us that before.
Did they?
Yeah.
But they was good. Maybe I ate them. You may have ate those. I didn't have those last time.
Yeah, we crushed
them. But
those.
This time, I was here for it. I was like, don't you touch my coffee candy.
It's enough for both of us. Don't eat all the damn coffee, yes, coffee toffees or whatever they were called.
Yes. All of them things. So shout out to my Canadian friends. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Y'all know who y'all are. We had good names for them, too, because we saw them in Detroit. They were a part of our Detroit episode, but I can't remember the names off the top of my head.
Nope.
Poor planning on this episode.
We're not going to make them up.
Nah. Mm-mm. But y'all know who y'all are. We love y'all. Anywho, so yes, again, we're checking in on us. How are you feeling? So this was the longest time we were there. 8 days total, seven days of like grinding.
Yeah.
And again, the grinding wasn't so much a grind, but I mean, not necessarily like the obligations. It wasn't hard work. It's not like we were lifting boxes and, you know, moving shit on like wheelbarrows and, you know, unpacking guests and things like that, or cleaning up their puke. Wasn't doing shit like that.
No.
But I would ask you, what kind of toll did it take on you personally, as far as your personality type?
Yeah, and here's the thing, guys. I forget sometimes that we do a show. And what I mean by that is that we are almost at, 100 episodes? So we've been doing a show for a few years, right?
5, to be exact.
5 years. We've been doing a show for 5 years. I'm bringing this point up for a reason. We've been doing a show for 5 years, and sometimes I forget, right? And what that means is that, yes, he's asking me what he doesn't see, is that he's asking me, you know, are you okay? What toll's it taking? Do you know, are you sure? Do you need a break? But also other people are asking me that. Like, they're just like, hey, you know, I know that this is a lot for you. I know this is a lot for you. And that, what I mean by that is that, yes, I am an introvert. Yes, I do need time to recharge and those types of things. However, on this trip is when I really, like, in my head, I was like, how do you know that? Why are you asking me these questions? Because I forget that.
We just show,
right? Yeah. So then I have to, in my head, just recalibrate. Okay, you're saying this because you're concerned. Because for me, initially, if someone's asking me that, I'm just like, why are you asking? Like, am I giving off a vibe or is something going on? Like, I don't feel like I'm doing anything like that can trigger you. Why are you asking me that? But maybe I am putting. So this is what happens, and all of these thoughts start happening. And then I have to realize these people that are asking you is because you've said this before. I was like, oh, okay. I get it now. But to your point, as far as like, how did I deal with that? I went into the situation knowing what it was, right? So it wasn't a surprise. Being on this trip is not something that, was just sprung on me during the trip. And then it's like, you know, I'm going to overstimulation or something. That's not what happened. So I was able to already in my head start dealing with that ahead of time, knowing what type of toll it was going to take. So I knew when I needed to take breaks and things like that. And I would take those breaks. I would just, you know, go where I need to go and take my break when I needed to just have a shut off or a timeout to kind of recharge to myself and then come back into the party. And it was fine.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think? I think I did fine.
I think you did fine also. And to the casual observer or to somebody who doesn't know you as well as I do, they would think you disappeared, right? Mm-hmm. That you kind of, you know, they would say, is she okay? Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the only retort would be, yeah, she's fine. She's good. She just need to unplug.
Yeah.
You know, she's all right. She's good, though. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm gonna go check on her or whatever it is. And, you know, and that's what it was. But I'd be lying I'd be denying the truth if I said that I probably wasn't one of those people who got on your nerves with asking if you're okay.
No, you get on my nerves.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Because if I don't ask, I don't know.
I know, you but know? I feel like you asked so many times.
Because I had to know.
And I was just like, leave it alone. I am fine. Yeah, no, At one point, I think I said, stop asking me that.
No, but I mean, it's my job. It's my job to fall on that sword or to walk into that buzzsaw if I have to. Because I got to find out where you at. I got to say how you feeling. I got to know what's good. I got to make sure you're straight. If you need to unplug, I need to. And then the hard part. was, okay, because I know you didn't ask me this yet, but mm-hmm. like, how did it take a toll on me? Mm-hmm. I was ready to go, right? I was ready to party. I was ready to get out there, and I wanted to hang out with the friends. I wanted to do all the things and run around, and, you know, but then I got tired too. And those were times when we go to the room and we'd take a nap. But then after nap time, I'm like, let's get going. Mm-hmm. But you kind of slow poking.
I was coming. That's the thing. You say that. And you said that then and you said it when you came back home.
I'm sharing all the thoughts. But then it was like, all right, it's all good. The party ain't going nowhere. And we're not going to miss anything. You know, so.
And we did it.
That's what I said. So everything was fine. So that was it. Like, that was, I think that stretched us. The fact mm-hmm. that we were there for 8 days, it kind of pushed our limits when it came to that part, like the personality part.
Yes.
It gave us a test. It gave us a test to see kind of what we're made of and how we're going to operate
yep.
under these kind of circumstances for this amount of time.
Correct.
I think we did okay. We didn't kill each other.
No, we did not.
And we don't think we had like a big argument either. Like, I think we did okay. You know, we might have got a little snippy here and there, but it was never like a fuck you, you know.
No.
Or nobody. Yeah. What was that chick name? Deborah. What the fuck are you? Yeah. Man. We never had that kind of shit, you know. So I think that was a success. Now, next bullet. How'd you feel about the combination of Ferrans, you know, from home, abroad, and Sweet Talkers? We had some wonderful, 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 wonderful Sweet Talkers come out, man. Shout out to all of y'all, man. Like I can't even, like, I don't have names. We didn't do the homework, but y'all know who y'all are, man. We had some really great connections and conversations with people who were from all over the U.S., the South, most likely, you know, some folks from San Antonio. We had some folks from ATL. Like, we had some really good people come out and kick it.
Yes.
We had, like y'all heard in the last episode, the bonus episode, the poolside, we had some people from, not Barbados, not the Bahamas.
Barbados?
No.
Oh, no. Bermuda.
Bermuda.
They're from Bermuda. Correct. Yeah. Yes. We had Sweet people talkers, from Bermuda. Man.
Sweet Talkers.
Like, Sweet Talkers came out on this trip. Shout out to the Sweet Talkers. Shout out if you guys are on a live as well. But shout out to the Sweet Talkers because they came out and showed out on this trip. And I was thankful. Like, when we say that, I mean it.
Yeah, man.
Like, I'm not just saying it because, you know, we have a show and we're doing a show and we're talking to you. But we mean it. Like, we like to sit down. We kick it. We like to talk, laugh. You know, find out about you, your origin story, and spend time.
Yeah.
And we got to do that on this trip as well.
And that was one of the best feelings in the world, man, to have people who actually, you know, wanted to say hi to you. I mean, everybody wants to say hi. Everybody's like open and nice. Mm-hmm. But people who have been listening to us and supporting the show to actually come out, pull, you know, push the button to say, you know what, I'm going to go kick it with them.
I'm going to listen to these people banter.
And, you know, it meant the world. And then you got the friends who came.
Yes.
Like y'all heard Mr. and Mrs. DMV. Those are close personal friends. We just saw them this weekend, man.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got Mr. Dependable and Paradise. You know, we had some other friends. I can't remember the names we gave them.
They came across from the pond.
We had some across the pond friends. And we got some more local friends that came up. And just, you know, the mission, not the mission, but what we did. What we wanted to accomplish was to bring our friends to join this group, right? And we wanted to make sure that everyone knew that this group was open to everyone. Correct. Everyone talks diversity. Everyone talks about inclusion. So we made sure mm-hmm. that the complexion of this trip was going to change a little bit, right? You know, mm-hmm. it was, we brought some dope ass folks.
Yep.
We invited some dope ass folks to bring another dynamic to this group. And they came out. Everybody came out and everybody blended in. And it was just a beautiful mixture of people from all over the place that didn't all look alike. And it was great. It was a wonderful turnout.
And it was friends from all over the place. We had friends there, couples there from all over the lifestyle journey, that we've had. But all of them are our friends. And it was beautiful because they all got to meet each other.
Yeah.
It's different when you have friends and they're like, oh, I've heard about that person mm-hmm. before, but I'd have never met them. And then they meet in person and it's just like, oh.
Right.
And
also,
you're the one, you know. Yeah, and then they become friends, you know, on their own. Not because we say, oh, you should be friends with them because it's my friend.
But just dope people.
Yeah, they just end up being friends.
They clicked and connect. And that means something. And it really made me happy to see it. I think that true feeling of compersion came across, like, when I see my friends dancing with other friends and they're, you know, they might even wander off into the, you know, to the darkness to go to somebody's room.
And that makes us happy. It makes you happy, right? It really does. What we've said before in another episode, I don't know how far back, but it goes way back, was that we don't take ownership in our friends, right?
Right, that's right.
Just because we may or may not have played with our friends, we don't own them.
Right.
So if you meet another friend of ours and y'all hit it off, go do your thing. Mm-hmm. Do your thing. And then tell me about it later. Mm-hmm. But do your thing, right? We've never taken that on. Like, we want people to do whatever they feel in the moment.
And yeah, we got to see a lot of that, man. Like, we got to meet some friends again from, like, the MeWe chat and, you know, make new friends and new connections. I'll tell you one thing, man. What I learned that I love are those wet ass, slippery ass pool hugs. Naked pool hugs. Those are the best, man.
You love those.
I love those.
Oh, my goodness.
I will dive. Well, I won't dive head first in that
No,
I ain't gonna dive. That was a bridge too far.
That's a little too far.
I'll jump in, you know, with my feet first and make sure I'm standing.
Yes.
You know, for anybody to get, like, one of the wonderful, slippery, slidey, naked pool hugs.
Naked pool hug.
Yeah. And shout out to my friend at ATL. Shawty, you know I'm talking to you, girl. Yeah. That's our thing. We talk about naked pool hugs. Those are the best, man. Those are awesome. So, yeah, man. Was it complicated? Did you find it complicated to divide time?
Yes.
Mm.
It was a little complicated because, yes, we are there to host, right? We're there to make sure everybody's having a good time.
Yeah.
The complicated part is that you also have your actual friends that are there, too, that you're trying to spend some time with. But
be real and funky,
you can't spend a lot of time with everyone, so it made it a little hard. You can hang out with your friends, and then you're like, oh, I have to go because I have to do this and that. Maybe I'll see you later, those types of things. So it was a little harder of a balance of it.
Yeah, it definitely got complicated. Like, there were times where you wanted to, like, we had not an agenda, right? But we knew our free time.
Oh, yes. We knew the days we were free or the times.
We knew the nights and whatever, the days and things that we were free. Uh-huh. But those are also the times it was like, you know what? Kind of need a nap, you know?
Yeah.
Or I kind of want to just be quiet or maybe get some quality time. So it was a little different. And it was a little bit of a balancing act, and it was a little difficult, but not to say that we didn't have a great time.
No, we had a great time.
We had a couple of wonderful excursions with our friends. Where did we go?
Yeah, we went to some of the local restaurants that we like to go to when we're there. So that was cool. We got to go to two with our friend, like different sets of friends, but our friends. We got to Fireman, and then we went to the Jerk Chicken spot, the Cool Vibes. We went there with a group of friends. So that was nice. And it gave us pictures too to actually post at home because we were there for a week and then we didn't post any pictures yet.
Yeah.
So it gave us time to, like, really get our pictures for the trip.
Vanilla pictures are important.
And then post those out, like, hey, we actually did come on a trip and with friends and all of that good stuff. So, but it was a great time to be able to share that part with our friends. Yeah. Like, this is what we love to do.
This is what we like to do. And we got to share that with people. We just hopped in, you know, the people at Hito are very accommodating, and they hook you up with a van or mm-hmm. whatever it is, a taxi.
Yep.
And you just go to your little spot, man. And the person usually just sit there and wait mm-hmm. or they'll come back and get you. For a very, you know, reasonable rate, you know, it was very easy. And we got to just spend some good time with our folks, man. You know, it's not often where you go somewhere and you just kind of want to, you know, put your clothes on and do some shit. You go to one of these resorts and you want to put clothes on and spend time. Mm-hmm. But that's what we did. And it was special. And it really felt good to do that. And mm-hmm. like you said, it got some good pictures and some good memories out of
yes.
it.
Yes. And we were able to make some new connections also yeah. with people getting off the resort as well. I think that helped with some bonds and friendships that are still happening, I think, today. Oh. So, yeah.
I'm missing this one.
That's how Sneaker Ball came up. But
okay. All right. So, you're talking about them making connections.
Correct.
Okay. All right. I think you're talking about us.
But because of our friends.
They linked through us. Got it. Copy. I'm with you. Yeah. No, that's definitely dope. I love that. But these... All you had to do is put these two groups of people in the same place at the same time. They would have connected regardless uh-huh. because they're just awesome folks and, you know, great people attract great people. And I love that. So we're going to go to, like, the host duties. We kind of talked about that. And then our quality time. How'd that go?
The quality time went well, I think. Mm-hmm. We didn't get to do everything we wanted to do, but we did get to do some of the stuff. We still got to do our beach walk. Together.
We didn't go to Lobster Island
because we went to Fireman instead this yep. time. We didn't make it to the jungle.
No, that was safety concerns. I
really wanted to go to the jungle. Yeah. So we didn't make it to the jungle this trip. But however, I think it was a good time. And then we got to still spend our alone time together.
What did we do for like quality time?
Oh,
like. We walked the beach.
We walked the beach.
We took some good pictures, too.
We did. We took some good pictures there. And then we had hammock sex.
Yeah. But it wasn't in the hammock. It was in the area.
And we called the area the hammock area. Yeah, yeah. I don't know what it's called.
I don't know.
To me, it's always it's been like the hammock area.
Little grotto. I don't know.
I don't know what it is.
It's not water.
However, we haven't had sex there since the first time we went to Hito.
Was that the first time?
Or maybe it was the second time.
Maybe the first.
I don't know, but it's been a while. So we decided we were going to have
it was like daytime broad, sex. Daylight. Ugh.
In the hammock.
In the jungle. In the hammock area. In the jungle. Yeah.
It was not in the hammock, guys. We were standing up. Just in the area. It was just an area of the hammocks.
But it was hot. It was so sexy. I mean, we were just covered up by, you know, the foliage. And uh-huh. The sun was beaming through and you can hear like the people at the pool that was not too far away and you can still hear like the birds and then that ass slapping.
Yes.
That was hot.
It was hot. And then you came on my butt.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Yeah, I sure did came on that ass.
Because I said, come on my butt.
Yes, you did. You asked for it. Ask and you shall receive.
He's like, and you will receive. Thank you.
Check, double check, ma'am.
I don't know what it is, but I just like, do it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, as long as you like it, I'm down. You like it, I love it, babe.
Yes.
And then we had another sexy quality time moment. It was late at night, uh-huh. and we were trying to find somewhere to have sex. I think the playroom was kind of packed or something.
Yeah.
But it was towards the end of the trip. Uh-huh. We were hanging out in a little personal hot tub, just you and I. And then, you know, the sun was already gone. So we just was on our way back to the room and you just said, hey, you know, how about we lay in one of these canopy beds that was like right by, it was on the prude side, mm-hmm. prude side, check me out, on the clothing optional side by the bar.
Yes.
And if you know, there are two like canopy beds kind of tucked away, mm-hmm. right, I mean, in plain sight, mm-hmm. but like behind some trees and bushes or whatever, right before you get to the club.
Yes.
And we just jumped up in one of those and laid out some towels and had a banger of a time.
Under the moonlight.
Under the moonlight. And that was just a perfect way to end that night and basically end the trip.
It was the morning. It was morning time.
Pretty much.
It was probably like 2 a.m.
But
or
was
3.
That like the last night of the trip? I think that it kind of was.
Was the last night. Yeah. Yes, that was the last night of the trip.
It was. Whew. But you sent me off with a bang, babe.
Yeah, sent you off back home with a bang.
Yeah, I think we had a toy for you out there too, didn't we?
Uh-huh, yes we did.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Wonderful. So, yes. All right, so I think we did okay as far as like how we were feeling before, you know. So I think mm-hmm. all our how you feelings kind of came into play. So now let's talk about some highlights.
Yep. And so,
don't necessarily have to be in order. We could talk about the theme nights and whatever you want to talk about.
So I would say, like, a highlight for me, and that, you know, I've definitely would like a repeat of this episode again. So I accidentally had.
Accidentally, she says. Oopsies. You were double booked, huh?
Accidentally, sir, had two of my playmates that I have done some BDSM with and some doming with in the same play session.
Uh-huh.
So that was new. And honestly, guys, I was sitting there in my head like, I don't know what's going to happen now.
Call it this. A scheduling error. You can blame it on me, your trusty assistant.
Yes, because I was not expecting this to happen in that type of, like, at the same time in that environment.
Right. Right.
So I was a little bit complex to how does this work exactly? Because I've never had two people at the same time.
What did you do? Like, how did you keep this in order? Did you say, you stand here and be quiet?
No.
Or did you say,
you know, look,
how did you keep it in order?
I was just like, we're going to make it, we're going to make this do what it's going to do, make it work, I guess.
How?
And figure it out. So I just took one, started playing with him.
How? You always start blessing around the details. Give me details.
Well, you know, first it was just like caressing, you know, filling them up on just to see kind of where, you know, what was going to happen, where they were and where they were at. And then I was just like, look, I only can do one at a time and figure this out. I don't know. I said, but I got to come back to the other one. Don't you worry. I'll be back to the other person, but I have to do one at a time and then come back.
But what were you doing?
So then I'm going to go to it.
Let's go.
So no, I took it. One of my playmates and was using my...
You're blushing this shit. If y'all see her, she is blushing. Your what?
My will.
Your Wartenberg wheel.
Yes, I was using
if
my
y'all
Wartenberg.
Never seen it. It looks like a saddle spur, like
yes,
a
correct.
Cowboy spur.
Yes, but it's on like
it has
the back
like a
of their
little
boots.
Handle. Yeah.
So I was using that on my playmate, and and I was going up his legs, just kind of filling him up there. I have a thing with balls and penis.
Ouch.
With that. You have never tried it. You don't
no,
know.
I don't want that. No.
You'd be surprised. So, just I like.
I'll get to my experience with Wartenberg.
I like watching. I like watching his reaction to it. It's like my thing. So
what kind of reaction?
It's just like he's just like at a like.
At attention.
At a limp. Like he's no, he's like literally his body just goes into kind of like a trance, like a
complete submission.
Correct. Yes. Yes. Mm. Yes. And I
so not tense, just really
just
loose.
Just really loose relaxed. And just like relaxed and kind of like she's in that space. And then it was a lot of like just caressing him and hugging him. And then I used my new toy that we got from Detroit with the spikes on it, the hand paddle with the spikes.
Oh,
it
yeah,
kind of
yeah,
just
yeah.
went, because that can go as like sensational play as well.
Mm-hmm.
You rub on them. And then do a little bit of press to make it, to feel that little bit of like that
pressure, yeah.
Then relieve that, move it around some more. It kind of did that a little bit as well. And then
how'd they respond?
He just be limp. He be all, he be in the mix.
And how do you feel watching that?
I just be like, it turns me on. I'm like, yes, let's go. Like, let's get it. And then we did some flogging.
Oh, that's the part I heard.
Yeah, we did some flogging as well. And I flogged him and was just also rubbing that up and down at him and then just also using it to spank him like, wah, wah. And then, so.
Where were you hitting him?
On his butt,
mm-hmm.
just kind of like getting that, you know, that spank, and then I'll caress it on his back, and more like.
Did you leave marks?
That's a good question. Mm. I don't know. That's a good question.
Mm.
Not sure.
Okay.
Oh no, I know I left marks on the other person.
So how did you coordinate the switch? Did you say, all right, done with you, next?
So, no, then I got, you know, wifey came over, kind of got her involved with him to kind of bring him back down again. Mm. And then I started playing with my other friend, mm-hmm. my other playmate, too.
And what you do there? The same thing, kind of like the same routine?
Or so like, him and I actually started playing a little bit because he was actually having sex with somebody else. So mm-hmm. actual play came later mm-hmm. With him as far as BDSM. So he was he was eating someone out. He wasn't having sex. Well, that's a part of having sex.
So he was
sex.
Kind of busy, though.
He was busy.
He was occupied.
He wasn't paying attention to me at uh-huh. all, but I was paying attention to him. I was like, you know, you didn't get off freely. Don't worry.
Come on over here.
Right. Uh-huh. So I started playing with him with different, like the different toys, the Wharton wheel, started doing mm-hmm. that. And then I took the same paddle hand and pressed it into him as hard as I could because he's my partner that where? Likes to be stepped on. Mm-hmm. So
you pressing in his back?
Yes. Uh-huh. So I was pressing it on his back, like almost the same type of pressure that would be as if I was standing on top of him. Almost. It's not the same because I'm not standing on you, obviously. Right. But almost in that.
And that is kind of, that pressure is spread out.
Yes.
Versus
then
a
one
heel
spot.
Is
correct.
One spot. Right?
So it's just spread out, and nice. His body reaction to
it was
awesome. Kind of like,
yeah.
It was just like, oh my goodness, like I am here for it. Like you continue to do your oral play and eat her out.
Yeah.
However,
that's right. You was right there on top.
I was on top of him, and it was like he couldn't. He was doing that, and I was fucking him up at the same time. So it was like, but in a very sensual way.
Look at the joy that you get. Look at the joy that you get.
So
out of it
was different. It's what I'm saying, because I was very much have never done that and never even thought that that was ever going to be something that I would do. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was
nice. Yeah, that's hot. I was kind of occupied that night too.
Yeah, I watched you. Yeah. I was doing the thing. I watched you for a little bit doing mm-hmm. stuff, and then I went on and started fucking people up again. But go ahead.
No, I mean I made my way around a little bit. I'm glad this situation occurred. There were some friends that I had the opportunity to connect with again. We had connected in the past. You know. Maybe like the first time we connected was last year at in Hedo, and you know it was a little bit of light electro play, and then at some point I know I was behind her, and you know one of the best things and one of the most underrated positions is when she lays flat down, and you're behind her, and I'm jumping all over the place for this one. But this particular wonderful woman, I got to go down on her for the first time. Mm-hmm. And she is just like so soft around her face. It is just like her body is just like, that's what you get. Her body is just like so soft, like around my face. I could have stayed down there forever. But yeah, just connecting with her was just totally enjoyable.
Yeah.
And again, you know, I'm sounding like such a whore. I had other friends there and was able to reconnect with a friend that, another one of the husbands that you were engaged with. Mm-hmm. I was with his wife and
it's heavily engaged.
Yeah. But she and I always we're just a wonderful connection, and then got to connect with another woman that I connected with in Detroit, and her husband is just a fucking rock star. Like he's just a dope dude, and she is spectacular. And just their being involved with them mm-hmm. as like, let's just call it a third, just being around them in their presence with them is just an enjoyable experience.
Mm-hmm.
No need to go into like crazy detail, but it was just like, just, I don't know. It was very powerful, very sexy stuff. So that was that night, I guess. What is another, like...
They said that was that night.
Yeah, because I could just go on and on. What's another, like, highlight for you?
Oh, and I could have brought this up, I guess, when we were talking about my recharging. So I did, it ended up, I think, talking about this with one of the guests on the trip as well. And we were just talking about how to recharge, right? And actually, she gave a good tip on how she recharges. She does grounding. Mm. And what that means is when she needs time to kind of re-energize or energize herself, she takes off her shoes and goes out in the grass and to become one with the earth, essentially, to regain that energy, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I just felt like that was a takeaway. Like, I even wrote it in my phone to, like, remember this part. So it was something that I did take away as far as, like, oh, that was cool to talk about, like, grounding yourself, because I'm sure other people have different techniques on how they ground yourself, because essentially that's what I'm doing when I'm taking that time out, if that makes sense.
Right. It makes a lot of sense.
But the next thing that I also wanted to just shout out to the more mature lady that was talking to me at the pool. So
I like how you said that.
The thing about more the show, mature. Because there's that, yeah, I wasn't expecting it, right? We're at the pool getting the how you feelings from people that are just coming up. This particular young lady, she didn't want to give a how you feeling. However, she mentioned to me on the side that she has listened to our show. And I looked at her. I was like, really? She's like, yes, I listened to your show. I think you guys are doing an awesome job. You know, I'm here. She was just talking about when she, you know, why she was here. However, she mentioned the part about how she didn't like the upside down pineapple. I think she feels like everybody wears that. So instead, she had somebody make her the vanilla twist. And what that is just vanilla ice cream and chocolate twist, and had them make the earrings upside down. So she says a vanilla twist instead of being vanilla. Get it? Twist.
I get it.
So I was like, that's so funny, and that's cool. But it was like one of those things that you can't, I mean, you can't make that stuff up, right? Yeah. That she listens to our show and she appreciated what we do. So
that's cool. That's cool. I want to give a special shout out to the single men on this trip, because this trip again is open, it's diverse, it's open to couples, to single men. And the single men showed out, man, and they were gentlemen.
Yes, they were gentlemen. Jerks.
No, they were absolute gentlemen. Like, they were just seen, they were around, they were strategic, they were smart, they were funny, they were, you know, I gotta give, you know, like, props to single men for just having the confidence to come out to, like, a situation like this and be by yourself. You know, special shout out.
Yes.
To the MVP.
MVP.
My man, Rich.
My man.
My man, Richard. Yo, this dude got balls of steel. Do you understand? Like, okay, all of the single men had to have a certain amount of confidence and moxie.
Absolutely.
To just, you know, again, to get on an airplane and ride the bus, whatever it is, to get on this thing and come out here and just see how it goes.
Yes. Roll the dice.
This dude wasn't even on our trip.
No.
He didn't give a fuck. He didn't give a fuck. But he was like, listen, he was so unassuming and kind of nerdy, but kind of, you know, kind of shy-ish. Like, he looks like he's shy. You would think he's like Peter Parker, but I tell you, this motherfucker was like Spider-Man. He was slinging all over the place.
Yes.
And trying, you know, he just was opportunistic. Put himself
in space.
Yeah.
To see
how it goes.
If the door will open.
Yo, and shout out to him, because he got the party started for us. What
Shout
happened?
Out.
You want to describe this situation? So here's the thing. Situation?
Here's what happened. This is my encounter with my mans.
Yeah.
Mr. Man's MVP, Rich.
My man.
So first I met him in the pool, right? And talking to him, getting his origin story, like, oh, why are you here? This and that and the third. Found out his birthday actually was coming up. So I was like, oh, I wish you a happy birthday. And I did, when his birthday came, wish him happy birthday.
Right.
So the trip goes on. We go to the hot tub because at this point the night's winding down. We go to one of the private hot tubs because that was our pre-game to like preparing for a situation.
Yeah, because right? I'm going to take a second. I'm just going to digress a little bit here. So, yes, we have some friends that we have been missing, right? Mm-hmm. Like we've had opportunities with them that were few and far between. And at this particular venue during this time, it was chaotic. Like we've already mentioned, it was like, you know, we had to do work, you know, not, you know, work.
Yes, correct.
We had to work the room. So we couldn't necessarily get the quiet, intimate time with this couple that we have been longing for.
Yeah.
We all agreed, listen, we want to be at the same place. We want to be at the same, you know, at the same place at the same time.
I like you. You like me. We know we got all that conversation figured out.
We got all that figured out. But it was like, how do we take the next step? And we were like, okay, idea. Let's go to the secret hot tub. Let's go to one of the little private hot tubs, just the four of us to, you know, see how things go.
Yes.
And we finally remove ourselves from all the chaos, all the craziness, and we get this quiet, intimate moment that we've been longing for literally two years. 2 years, right? And we're in this hot tub, middle of the night. And here come Richard.
And that's here what come happened.
The motherfucker MVP, but go ahead, Tris, because he's the MVP for a reason.
So, okay. So we're all four in the hot tub. We talking, you know.
But where are we in the hot tub? Like, we're in like four corners.
We are in the corners of the hot tub, correct. Yeah. So we're chilling in the hot tub. MVP Rich, he comes walking up. And this hot tub we were at, it's literally by itself. Like, by itself. So he's walks up and he stays there.
I guarantee that's part of his nightly routine. To go see what the fuck is up in the hot tubs. Yeah.
So he walks up and just stands there. He's just standing there. It's not like he's standing there in a creepy way. He's just standing there like, oh.
It was kind of creepy to me.
Okay. No, it wasn't like. I didn't think it was creepy.
Like he wasn't jerking off or nothing like that. But he was just standing there.
He was just standing there. So the three of them, these three over here, was just standing there like looking at each other like, what's going to happen? So I just said.
What is he doing?
Hey, you want to come in?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, what else? I don't understand what's happening. For me, I was like, I don't understand what's happening.
For me, I was
You're just standing here and we're four in the hot tub. Are you getting in or not? Like, what are we doing?
For me, I was like, bro, you got to move on.
You like you don't like, see what's happening here. You got to go.
We got some things transpiring that we're working on here. But what he did was, once he got in, y'all move closer. Everybody got closer together.
Yeah.
So it's not to like give him mixed signals or anything like that. We four moved to the same side of the hot tub. He was kind of, you know, he was in there, but he was on one side and us four was on the other. And he didn't force us. But what happened just organically, we all got closer.
Yes.
And we got connected. Now we're not at the four corners of this hot tub anymore. Now, you know, she is on me. You know, she got her legs over me.
I had my legs over him.
You had your legs over him. Yes. And now we're getting a little touchy-feely. Mm-hmm. While having a fantastic conversation with him.
We had a great conversation with him, though. It wasn't like an awkward silence or anything like that.
No, it wasn't.
It was a great conversation.
Because where I went, personally, I wasn't going to just let us sit there and be quiet and awkward. I went into interview mode. I totally went into lock interview mode and just start asking him about his experience being a single male. And he was very honest and open. And, you know, he shared like how his, you know, how he just literally came out here to kind of wing it and just kind of see how it goes for his birthday. He just wanted to see how it goes. Yeah. And he's had some success already. Mm-hmm. And he kind of, you know, he knows what he likes. He like him thick. I think that's what he said, right?
Yeah, he said he liked them thickums.
Yeah, he liked them thickums.
He said he don't like no skinny girls.
And again, this is a slim, skinny little, unassuming white kid.
Yeah, he said he don't like no skinny girls.
Yeah.
You got to have something on you.
Yeah, he like little thickumses, but you know. And I kind of picked up what he was doing, man. He liked them sisters, too. Mm-hmm. I saw him.
Oh, yeah. He did not discriminate.
He like a little chocolate. Yeah. He like a little coffee.
As long as you're not skinny.
I'm with it.
He's like, I don't care what color you are.
But again, like, I can't even remember everything of that conversation. But we asked him a ton of questions.
We did. We talked for a little bit.
Yeah. And he was really nice and really personable and, you know, gave us his honest feedback on everything. He was having a great time. Mm-hmm. And but again, he was an MVP because he gave us a reason to like be close.
Yes. And then also gave us the out to be like, all right, now see you later.
All right. Yeah. So then we excused ourselves and yeah. Went back to the room. And again, like again, so I hope y'all understand that this was a long time building up.
Yes.
Right. And we finally had an opportunity to sit down with these people and put ourselves in a sexy, intimate situation.
Yep.
And we were getting nice and frisky in the water. So we were kind of touching mm-hmm. and rubbing. Mm-hmm. I know she and I were.
You were.
Yeah. She and I were like, yeah.
So here's what I learned.
So then we was like, what y'all trying to do?
Yes. So I you know, I've learned that me just saying, yes, let's go to the hot tub and saying, okay, let's see what happens. I am also just saying, for me, I'm just saying, okay, let's see how this goes, what happens, what's going to transpire, you know, organically. I'm not saying no. So that's where I get confused, right? You help me with this. Because I'm not saying no. Like, if it was a no, I wouldn't even put myself in a situation. No.
Okay, right.
You know something again? So it's like, I don't know what people want from me in that right. regard to say, do you want me to just say yes. green light to yes. all things?
Not all like, things, but okay. So,
because to me, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, you're saying your thoughts. You're not saying what happened, right?
Okay.
What happened was, I can't remember if this was before anything went down or after. I think we had the conversation after.
We had the conversation after everything went down.
Right.
Correct.
So the gentleman wanted affirmation. He wanted confirmation. Clear because he is extremely consent oriented.
Yes.
And shout out to him for that. Like,
yep.
The consummate gentleman.
Uh-huh.
Fellas, listen, if you come across a guy that's going to treat your woman the way he treats your woman, my woman,
mm-hmm.
you are extremely fortunate. Like, this dude is so consent oriented. He wants to understand. He wants to be sure that everybody's on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
No room for ambiguity.
Yes, and consent in all regards. Like, okay, well, you know, yes, we're in, what I'm saying, and that's nothing wrong with that. But what I am saying for this particular friend, I know what I need to do to adjust is sure. what I'm saying by saying that, yes, I consent to you doing, you know, uh-huh. all these things, but this, you know, I don't do anal play. Like, you can touch me, yeah. you can do all the things, but anal play.
So
I think yeah. that by those words will give him more of kind of like a green
confirmation,
light,
right?
If that makes sense.
Of yeah, I think that's what he kind of said. I don't think, and I know, I hope that he listens to this and asks, and we can confirm this. But I don't think he was looking for like, okay, I want you to, you know, please eat my pussy and please touch my...
No, no, no.
My...
He wasn't no, looking for that.
Right. But he just wanted like... to know that this is what you wanted. Not like... Because what we literally said that night was, you'd say, all right, I'm down for whatever. But it was more like, kind of want to say, yes, let's play. You know, like...
Yes. Yes,
actual
let's play.
Confirmation.
And not just that. What I'm saying is
oh,
that...
Sweet Talker chimes in and says, yeah, that's clever.
He's talking about the vanilla twist.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, yes.
That was been there for a while then.
Because we were talking.
Why didn't you say that?
But oh, yes,
sorry.
That's
Thank
clever.
Thank you, Sweet Talker.
Thank you, Sweet Talker, that about the vanilla twist instead of the paddle upside down.
Nice. Okay, go ahead.
The, what I'm saying is that, because even with like the massage, right, he just wanted to just know that it was okay to like touch me and things like that. And it is. So what I did.
Hold
and,
on. Yeah. You're about to get into the storytelling.
Okay, well then.
All right, go ahead. So now.
Because it goes so into
now,
this.
Yeah, so yes. now let's go into the room. So now we've, everybody went and showered up and
Correct.
Got all, you know, freshened up. And now we're in the room.
Yes.
And this is where some of this language could be used to make things a little bit better. So That's, we wanted to start yes. off with like, you two were going to do a massage.
Correct.
She and I were going to play with the zap zap and yep. the Wartenberg wheel.
Correct.
So now go ahead to your massage story.
So then he does start the massage. So what I pick up on and
so
notice.
So you were the receiver.
I was the receiver. Yeah. Correct. So the energy, let's say, it wasn't anything he said or did.
Uh-huh.
It was just the energy that I was like that I
that you
was
were feeling.
Uh-huh. It felt like, okay, he's a little bit uncertain. Let me take away that burden from you so that you can just turn off all of the things that you're going, that's going through your head right now, and just be in this moment.
Yeah.
Right. So I took that away from him. Instead of you giving me a massage, let me give you a massage.
And you added a twist.
Yes, I added a twist to that, was that I blindfolded him so that he could not see what was happening while I was giving him a massage, because what I was trying to do again was to turn his brain off so that he can just enjoy what was happening and stop thinking about whatever the things that was going through his head. Yeah. That makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. And I could literally hear you say, I want to give you a massage. Like the assertiveness and the certainty that you used in just that request was probably what he was looking for all night.
Yeah.
Just something like that. Just, you know, I want this.
Yeah.
I want this and I want you to do this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's probably all he needed. You know, and that's a lot. That's all any of us want.
Yeah.
That's all you ever want as a guy. You just want to hear the woman say, yo, I want this and let's go.
Yeah.
And sometimes that could be, you know, a lot for a dude to hear and be like, you know, freak out a little bit.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's like, bet. Now I know we're on the same page. I know what you want. And I love that. And that's what his partner does.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, so it kind of makes sense them two now. It that way, right? It kind of makes sense. Like, you know, he's kind of like, you know, I want to know. I want to understand what you like. And she's like, hey, look, listen. All right, here's what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? But that shit is so sexy. Anyway, so yeah, so y'all did the massage thing. That was what's happening on your side of the bed.
Yeah, so I gave him a great massage. Y'all was watching.
Yeah, you did. I could hear it. Mm-hmm. And I could hear him receiving. I could hear him like moaning.
Mm-hmm.
And that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
On my side of the bed, she and I were doing something brand new for me. And she kind of spoiled me. She was kind of, I would say she was doming or just experimenting with me with the Wartenberg wheel. Mm-hmm. So I would hold the conductor for the neon wand.
Yep.
And she took the wheel and rolled it across. And that shit hurt. It hurt. That shit hurt my nipples. It hurt like, not bad hurt. Like, it felt good. Like, it was like around my thighs. Around my thighs actually was probably my favorite spot.
Yes.
Around my thighs, inner thighs, and legs. When it got around my abs, around my abs and stomach, that kind of stung pretty good, but you kind of eat it. You know, you just eat it and you kind of jump. But it was still very, very sexy. Look at me. I'm touching myself now. My hands getting all sweaty. And just having her do it, because she's freaking beautiful. You hear me? Like, beautiful. And I got a crush on her like shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, you know. And I'm crushing on them, too. If y'all listening, y'all know I'm crushing on y'all, man.
Gosh.
Y'all are hot. They hot, man. We got to see them again. Anyway, so to have her doing that, like, that was a lot of fun.
Yep.
I didn't do it on her. Like, I think she touched me a little bit, and she got to feel what the zap felt like, you know, from the conductor. But this was mostly, she was giving me something that I had never had before.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think I have. Nah. So that was fun. That was a great little experiment. And then, what did we do? Did we give a massage? I did. I gave her a little bit of a massage. That's right. We kind of started, we followed suit and kind of did the massage thing. And by this time, I could see y'all like moving and y'all was kind of shaking. And then she and I kind of took like the next level and started going down. I went down on her again. Wonderful. Wonderful. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just sexy. And then she went down on me while y'all was over. I can't remember exactly what y'all was doing, but I would see y'all. And I gotta say, y'all was sexy as fuck together. That was good looking. That was some good cooking. Good looking cooking over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we went down, we took turns going down on each other, and then, you know, we broke out the condom. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And again, taking it back to what she likes. She knew exactly what she likes. She broke out her toy. She knew where she wanted to start. She wanted to start by riding me and looking in my eyes. And that's the shit that fuck you up. That's the shit that fuck you up. Like, she looking in your eyes and like mouthing shit to you, like talking shit. It was like, oh, okay. Oh, okay then. Let's go. I'm here for the ride. And I'm hanging onto her hips, moving, and we bouncing and getting into our rhythm. And I think by this time, y'all was fucking too. And all I remember about y'all, I don't want to tell your story, but your story is kind of a part of my story, only because she and I would look up and see, because, you know, they got the mirrors on the top, and we could see y'all and see us, and just those brown bodies fucking was incredible. And then I hear you talking shit. You was over there talking shit, bro. Wow. What was you saying? Go ahead. Tell.
Babe. You be like, go ahead. Talk. Say it. Go ahead.
Say that.
You go say it.
What are you saying?
Say, you better fuck that pussy.
Yeah, you did. Yes, you did. You told him fuck that pussy.
I did.
And it was sexy. Because, you know, because he came correct. He came correct. And for me to see somebody coming correct for you turns me on. You know what I'm saying? He came, he was ready to go. Body was functional, ready to go. He's in shape. And y'all was looking good. And we were feeling good. And again, she knew what she wanted. She had her toy. And she was on top. And she was looking and talking shit too, like mouthing shit to me. And then we switched positions. And she yeah, because she would tell me to do things and have very specific requirements. I'm not going to put all her business out there. I know we ain't got no names and nothing like that. But no, she would ask for shit.
Leave stuff, something for... for thought. Yeah,
for the imagination. But she would ask for stuff, and it wasn't hard to comply. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever she needed, I was going to do that shit. I was going to break my goddamn neck to try. And it was wonderful. But I will say another highlight that, again, this just the overall sexiness of the group was that I look over, and he's behind you. I think you're in the position that I was just talking about. Like, your stomach was flat on the... he was behind you. And your face turned towards us, and you had this big-ass smile. You were smiling. You were smiling.
It was a good night.
It was a good fucking night. So, I don't even know how we stopped. I think everybody just was like...
Yeah, I think everybody was just like, okay...
Because it was late.
Do
it
we
was
go
super late.
Again yeah. or do we stop here and just let the night end? Because we talked about it afterwards.
I didn't come. And I don't think he did. Like, no. The fellas were still ready.
Yeah, but it was. I think that that's where everybody paused and they had the same thought, was like,
it's kind of late.
Let's just, like, you know, call it here. Yeah.
And we talked to them after, and he kind of said, you know, it was kind of one of them things where he didn't want to, like, push it. Like, let's leave it on a good note kind of thing. So, no, it was a fantastic experience. We didn't even talk about, like, I mean, we're already an hour and some change.
I think that we're going to have to come back to do, like, just a what I'm saying is that, and then we'll do it, not a whole episode dedicated to Hedo, but finish off the rest of the points there, because this is going to be rushed through. We're not going to have time to finish.
No, we're not going
to
do it. We're not going to do it.
Because it's not that much left. We can just go through it in another episode.
Yeah, maybe like how you feeling. We just bring it into like a how you feeling prequel.
We just break it out and then go into the episode.
Yeah, because there's a lot of stuff, and you know, it's just mostly about like the people that we met, like Naughty Jim. We have great conversation with them,
and also I want to talk about the highlights from the seminars as well,
and the cat cruise. So stay tuned for that. But that was. An epic highlight. That was something that we will not soon forget, and we will be planning to try to, you know, round two. That shit, you know, that was fun.
Yes, yes. So we will put out another filter, just either it'll be maybe this Sunday or the next Sunday. We just got to look at the schedule to see how that's mapping out.
Yeah.
So we can finish out just Hedo, and then also we have some upcoming episodes that we do know we want to do, already have topics for. We just gotta figure out the dates to put those out, and you want to tune into that because you want to see how we talk to our daughter. That's one of the episodes It was
look at you teasing. Very good job. Funny. Good job.
So definitely tune into that because that whole conversation was hilarious.
That shit happened, y'all. All right. Well, thank y'all for hanging out with us. Really appreciated. We will talk to y'all next time.
All right. Bye. Again, we'd like to thank you for living a sweet life with us.
To everyone who couldn't join us live in the suite, check out our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, and iHeartRadio. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review.
Feel free to email us at livingthesweetlifepodcast@gmail.com.
You can also follow us on Instagram at The Sweet Life Podcast and on Twitter at Sweet Life Pod.
Don't forget to subscribe to us on our YouTube channel at Living the Sweet Life Podcast so that you can be a sweet talker the next time.
So do you have anything else to say to our lovely guests?
Until next time, keep living the sweet life. Bye.